Good evening, friends and neighbors. I hope you're all keeping well and having an excellent week. Well, as you may be able to discern from the somewhat echoey acoustics of the currently rather useless hallway off to my left, the Queen has returned to her castle. Raise the flag! Summon the minstrels! I am now back in residence at Caer Tibach. I had a really enjoyable time at my parents' place, and in a way I was kind of reluctant to come home, but I had to for a couple of reasons. I'm on the discipleship committee at my church, which oversees Christian education, including the Bible study program, the library, the youth group, and the Sunday school. Our first committee meeting of the year is tomorrow, so I feel that it behooves me to be there. Also, my supports manager for this apartment building requested a meeting with me today so we could go over a support agreement that each new tenant receives upon moving into the building. It describes some of the support that one can expect to receive here. That includes things like apartment maintenance, safety checkups, and any one-on-one assistance that might be needed. Some people have help with apartment cleaning because their disabilities prevent them from bending over or moving heavy objects. Some people need assistance with apartment organizing. I don't need any help like that, but I did ask Victor today if one of the volunteers might be willing to go shopping with me every couple of weeks. See, the supermarket that I used to shop at is no longer a viable option for me because I've been told in no uncertain terms that they are too short-staffed there now and they don't have the manpower to send someone around the store with me to help me get what I need. So for the past few months, I've been using an online grocery delivery service. In a way, it's kind of liberating because I can browse through their huge selection of products and know everything that's available. But in another way, it's really frustrating because it's not cheap, folks. It's really quite expensive when compared to prices at my local supermarket. That means that I can only order from this service once a month, and I can only get enough produce to last me for a few days or a week or however long it'll stay fresh. So that means for the rest of the month, I have no fresh fruit and veggies. And that is not a good way to live, folks. It really isn't. There are a couple of stores in the neighborhood that sell things like bread and milk and non-perishable food, so I can go there as needed. But one is a pharmacy and the other is a convenience store, so they don't sell things like fresh fruit and vegetables and salad makings and meat. And that's why it would be so helpful if Victor could find a volunteer that wouldn't mind helping me do some shopping every couple of weeks. The person doesn't have to have a vehicle even. That would be nice, but it's by no means a requirement. I would have no objection to taking the bus to the supermarket and then footing the bill for a cab on the way home. I just need someone to go around the store with me and help me select the products that I need. What I'll do is browse the flyer online first, and then put a shopping list in my phone of things that I know I want. So that'll make shopping a lot easier. I'm also glad that I went to afternoon tea today. As I think I've mentioned, we have a weekly high tea every Wednesday, and it's a communal event. People can go or not as they so choose. But today's was really special because it was also a party for our departing community coordinator. Unfortunately, she only had a summer position and her job has now come to an end. So today was her last day. It was actually very emotional. She didn't want to leave and nobody else wanted her to go. One person very kindly bought a cake for the occasion. Somebody else brought chocolate croissant, oh yummy, and baked them in the oven in the communal kitchen before the party. I didn't realize it was Paulina's last day, or I would have brought some treats as well. One gentleman very kindly gave her a potted plant, even. It's called a prayer plant, and apparently it's a leafy plant. It doesn't flower, but the leaves are multi-veined so that they look like the feathery wings of angels. They're green on top and blood red underneath, and one says a prayer for each vein of a leaf of the plant. So I asked the man where he got it, and if they were fairly easy to obtain, and he said he'd get one from the market for me. So that's really nice. I'm quite looking forward to that. One of the nice things about living here is that I have huge windowsills, and lots of light comes in, so I can have a potted plant now, a real one. I have two artificial ones, but I'd love a real one too. It brings some life in here, I think. Now, if we could just get this bloody kitchen gremlin worked out. Oh, that's really the only thing about the flat now that I'm finding difficult to live with, because I have no workspace. I can't really even fit a cutting board on my kitchen counter. I can, but nothing else. It's very aggravating. And then also the problem that we're having is that my mom can't decide whether it would be better to put an island in to divide the kitchen area from the living room, or whether she should ask if we could install a whole new countertop. She'd like an L-shaped counter, and so would I, actually, because it would give me a bit more cupboard space, some more workspace, and a place to put my toaster oven, which I use all the time. Now, we'd have to get permission from the owners of the building to install one. And I don't think the maintenance people would actually do that themselves, simply because they have a lot to take care of, and it's not an urgent request. But my brother is a millwright, so if we can corral him and get him to do it, I know he'd do a good job. But then we'd have to figure out the cost of getting a new counter and cupboards, and it would be a pain. But the trouble with putting an island in here, as helpful as it would be, would give me more prep space, it would give me more cupboard space and a place to eat at. The trouble is, it would also close the room off a bit and make the whole space seem much less open. And that's one thing I actually like about it, is the openness of the room, and I don't want that to be cut off. So we are going to see if we can get my brother's opinion. And then go from there. Now, if we could just find a standalone cupboard unit for that useless bit of hallway, that would really ease the situation, because then I could store cans of food and boxes of non-perishable items in there, as well as dishes that I can't currently fit in my kitchen cupboards, of which I have far too few. But all the cupboards that my mom and I looked at were either too big for that space or far too expensive. And it's a shame, because if I had one of those, then I could actually add to the decor of the building a bit by putting some of my knickknacks on the top of the cupboard and then hanging a picture above it. We've also been looking at microwaves that are mountable above one's stove. But all the ones we found were too big for my space. So that's what's got me so frustrated right now. If we could just make that work and utilize the space I have, I think I'd love it here. So I know I've griped about it a lot, but it was simply because I was expecting something different and I was sorely disappointed at first. So it's just a matter of getting the necessary furnishings and organizing it so that this place is livable. Anyhow, I am waffling now, so I'm going to cease and desist, and I wish you all a very good night.